outside, and when we came in this morning, it was 77 degrees, and the humidity was like summer-like. It is now in the low 50s, and the wind out of the west, it is like a 25-degree swing just in the temperature, much less the wind chill. It is 5 o'clock.
Fox News. I'm Steve Rappaport. Emboldened by his victory.
I never thought a word would sound so good. It's called total acquittal.
President Trump lashing out at those who tried to remove him from office.
They're vicious and mean. Vicious. These people are vicious. Adam Schiff is a vicious, horrible person. Nancy Pelosi is a horrible person.
The president declaring this should never, ever happen to another president. Prosecutors resting their case in Harvey Weinstein's rape trial.
After more than 2 weeks of testimony and six women who took the stand with similar accounts of being sexually assaulted by the former movie mogul despite their pleas of no. Weinstein's lawyers will now take on the witnesses' recollections of their encounters that are in some cases more than a decade or two old.
Fox's Michelle Polino. Defense attorneys have not said whether Weinstein will testify. America is listening to Fox News.
It's gonna be clearing up. All of that rain, is going away. You can forget. I'm getting wet.
We've had enough. Cause it's gonna be clearing up.
Woo! Yeah! Glorifies Nick. Hallelujah!
Yeah!
I actually pasted that into the system before I looked out the back door of the building and didn't have time to change it. So it's not quite clearing up yet. The Live in Fear Doppler shows the massive area of rain that has been coming through, started last night. Now, Terry, you're my witness here, okay?
Yes, sir.
People trust you.
I don't know.
We're looking
that.
At the radar here now. Has not most of the weather moved off to the east? Do you see anything?
I don't see a thing, sir. It's Montgomery's clear. It is clear. It looks like it's clear all the way to Opelika or somewhere over that way.
Opelika, yeah.
Actually, shorter.
I have a friend that commutes from Montgomery to Opelika every day.
That's a long drive.
It is a long drive. And just past Opelika while you're in Georgia.
That's right. It's peaches.
But the big change, it's 52 degrees right now. It was 77 this morning at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, it was warm in the weather center.
It's going to be 38 in the morning. That blows me away.
So be prepared for an abrupt change tomorrow morning. With cooler weather. And I saw the long-range forecast. How many precincts have reported now?
That's it.
Now the head of the DNC, this is the party that wants to run your life. It's Thursday, 72 hours after the Iowa caucuses.
Run an election.
And now they want to do a recount. God help us if we ever get that stupid to put them in power. I mean, starting with this next election, we got to get their sorry asses out of Congress.
Mm-hmm.
Because what they did to Trump is exactly what he described, vicious, low-life people. And they'll do it again. They'll put us through it again, hoping that we'll finally be so tired of it all that we'll think the way they do.
Not going to happen.
Yesterday, Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson were in the House. And just want to make you aware, yes, they specialize in representing men in matters of divorce. Some of the most powerful testimonials I've heard on their behalf have come from women who have picked Delk and Tomlinson. And for those who are looking to exit a marriage cleanly, and there's nothing to be contested, they now have a flat fee for that. Take care of all the paperwork and everything else, court, all of it, $700 flat fee.
Wow.
Delk and Tomlinson, they are doing, not that I'm expecting anything, but if I've learned one thing this year, it's life is short, lost so many friends. In just the first couple of weeks of January, it was very disheartening. But with that comes the, do you have a will? Well, they do those as well, and they are doing ours. So they can cover just about any legal situation that you need help with at Delkin Tomlinson. For a consultation, call 819-4810, 819-4810. And it's not just that they know their stuff. They are truly a support team when you're going through any kind of a trial or tribulation. Delkin Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
New highs in the market today. Brandt talks about it next.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And if you're currently renting, this one is for you.
First-time homebuyers typically have lots of questions. What does my credit score have to be? How much can I afford? What will my payment be? What's my down payment? We get it. Buying a home is a big deal, but it doesn't have to be a big headache. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we make the process as easy as possible.
Getting started is simple. Don't put the cart before the horse. Your very first step should be to speak with an experienced loan originator like ourselves who will walk hand in hand with you. You can give us a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to begin the quick Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval process.
Long gone are the days of huge down payments. You'll be amazed at how little money, if any, is required to buy your first home.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Rent no longer. It's time to buy. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
It's time to show your sweetheart how much you care with a Jenny Lind's floral creation for Valentine's Day. Skip the grocery store flowers and make one quick call to 85-1000. Roses, lilies, beautiful bouquets, and gift baskets designed just for your sweetie. Call Jenny Lind's Creations, 285-1000.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Montgomery police say 57-year-old Michael Bradley, a teacher at Floyd Middle School in Montgomery, is charged with sexual contact with a 12-year-old student. Authorities say it happened on January 23rd. MPS officials say Bradley had just been hired at Floyd Middle Magnet on January 6th. He has been placed on administrative leave. Governor Ivey is recovering after undergoing surgery for a broken shoulder. The governor's office says the surgery was completed Thursday. Ivy spokeswoman said the governor's surgery went well, and she looks forward to getting back to work. The governor broke her shoulder last week after being tripped by her dog, Missy. The Montgomery County Board of Education held a special called meeting today to discuss a millage tax rate increase. The board passed a resolution asking the county commission to call a public hearing about increasing the tax rate. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. What a big change we are experiencing as colder air funnels into the state. The risk of showers continues in the forecast even tonight. With the overnight low temperature down to about 38, it'll be breezy overnight. And tomorrow will be a breezy, much cooler day with a high temperature up to about 54, but we're dry on Friday. On Saturday, there could be an isolated shower somewhere in the area during the afternoon. The chances are relatively small, high 62, and low to mid-60s on Sunday with more sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. FM, on your smartphone and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Wow, I can't believe we're almost on time with Brad. Something must have gone wrong.
You cleaned it up very nicely, sir.
I try. It's 5:11, and joining us, Mr. Right on the Money, Brad.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. And did I see we hit another record again today?
Yeah, we sure did. I mean, as I said, right now, we just got a lot of momentum. It's really hard to slow this thing down. Very strong earnings, great jobs numbers. It's, like I said yesterday, it's sort of a Goldilocks economy. Low inflation, high output, rising wages.
Wow.
A lot of the things that were overhangs last year are gone now, you know, the UK Brexit, the Chinese thing. As a matter of fact, you know, we did see, this is not news or anything, but it's part of the phase one deal that, you know, China last night rolled back their tariffs by half. That was part of the deal, and we've done the same on some others. And so this is just taking a lot of worry and anxiety, you know, out of the picture. And things look pretty good. I mean, they really do. And so we're closing out the week, I think, on a pretty strong note. Be eager to see the jobs numbers tomorrow. I expect a really healthy number because, you know, those ADP jobs, which are not, you know, published by the federal government, but ADP is pretty good indicator. They were good. Weekly jobless claims, lowest they've been in a long time. So all good. Macro data is good. Fundamental data is good. Not a lot to complain about here. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you, too. You know, today, this is a new technology that we've rolled out this year to our clients. And we held our market update call today. We had a bunch of clients dial in, listen to our market update. We had our team talk about tactical portfolio positioning, going over some of the trade rationale and why we made trades we did last year, many of which turned out to be really good. And then we talked about, you know, sort of what we expect this year, kind of set the tone. So just a good day for us all the way around.
Interesting week politically, of course. I can't blame the president today for saying what he did. Obviously, and you pointed this out to us weeks ago, is that whole thing was going to, if they were that concerned that the president was going to be removed from office, the market probably would have behaved very differently, correct?
Oh, no question about it. No question about it. When you step back and you look at it, it's not just U.S. market participants. These are global participants, extremely large institutions. They saw the corporate tax cuts. They've seen the strength of the dollar. They've seen all of this U.S. domestic economic turnaround. And there's been a lot of money committed, a lot of capital committed to U.S.-based type projects. President Trump has embraced a free market capitalistic ideology that we had gotten away from a long time ago. You know, it started under Clinton, and believe it or not, it sort of continued under Bush, I hate to say, but it kind of did. Then got really bad under Obama, and he came in, and we all know what he's done. So if he had been impeached, it could have called into question, you know, that some of that type of thinking could potentially go away. So it could have. But, of course, it would have taken 2/3 majority in the Senate. The market never skipped a beat, never worried about it, because it knew it was DOA. And but, yes, to answer your question, if that had happened, probably would not have been good.
Perhaps after our segment is over, I found some 2012 State of the Union comments from Obama. And for a guy who inspired so many people, he had the most negative attitude about this country and and what could be done and what couldn't be done.
Hated America.
You know, that's what made Trump's... Look, here's what really has to happen. Besides the fact that they can't count their own votes in the Iowa crocuses, beyond that, what the president said about this country and the best is yet to come, that kind of optimism. Wait, let me play this little clip here real quick. This is from Obama.
We're going to get a jobs report at the end of this week, which probably will indicate we've lost at least another 500,000 jobs. Tomorrow we're expecting another dismal jobs report on top of the 2.6 million jobs that we lost last year. Today we learned that in the previous week the number of new unemployment claims jumped to 626,000.
He's excited about it.
Yeah, because when you have desperate people that, okay, yeah, well, what are you offering us? Save us.
Exactly.
That's how you step in and you introduce socialism. That's how it happened in Germany. We never learned from history, apparently.
Nope. Yeah, it's the way you convince people to give away their freedom.
Bingo.
But all you heard there was, we're expecting, where were the solutions? obviously the stimulus, that was a gigantic failure. Nothing was stimulated. And yet we gave him another 4 years because the guy that ran against him didn't fight for the office, and now he's acting like a petulant child, which is very disheartening. Brant, I think we saw correctly that Mitt Romney had a better plan for our economy than Obama did, but I have heard and seen so many people express dismay that they ever voted for him because he voted to convict on that first article of impeachment. There's no coming back from that.
Yeah, no, there really isn't. I mean, I realize, you know, he's Mormon. I know he's dedicated to his faith and all that kind of thing. But it doesn't matter to me. There's political motive behind it. Everyone knows there's no love lost between he and Trump anyway.
Yeah.
You know, he begged for a cabinet position and he was shunned. So there's no love lost between the two of them. And so I'm not going to try to guess what his motivation was. It could have been genuine or it could have been political or a combination of both. But we'll see. History will tell.
Yeah, their relationship is awful, but they both work for us. And in that instance, Mitt Romney decided to get personal. And that's why, I mean, I can't even repeat half the stuff that's been put up on social media. Moving forward, today is Thursday. The unemployment number is the one that comes out tomorrow, right?
Yes, that's right. We get the unemployment number, the U6 number, which is also a big number that I've been keeping an eye on. You know, that's the number of people who are proclaiming themselves eligible to work. That number has really risen, and in some cases we've seen reports where it's risen faster than the number of new jobs. It's amazing. Yeah. When there are great jobs out there, people all of a sudden want to, hey, I can go and get a job and make more money than what I'm doing retired.
You don't need a $15 minimum wage mandated by law when companies have to compete to get competent people to work for them.
Amazing how that works, isn't it?
Yeah. And meanwhile, in places that have done that, like on the left coast in Seattle specifically, New York is losing a lot of restaurants. Those businesses are not equipped to pay that kind of minimum wage.
Can't.
And but we need to see more coverage of those kinds of things so people understand. Anytime you legislate what businesses do, you make it that much more difficult for them to function. And deregulation has been a big part of Trump's success.
Mm-hmm.
It is 20 minutes after 5. If you don't have any type of financial plan in place to cover anything that might be happening down the road in life, from just having the security of a nest egg to maybe setting up a nice retirement, being able to do things later in life, you need to schedule an appointment with Brant and meet the incredible team of people that support him at McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. They are truly awesome. And there's no obligation. Just call and have a sit down, and Brant will tell you. If not him, talk to somebody, because it's important to make the most out of the money you work so hard to make.
Right.
387-0094 is that number, 387-0094 for McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. And Brant, we're here if you care to comment on any of the numbers that come out tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, we'll keep an eye on that, and we'll see if we're able to call in or not.
Appreciate it, my friend.
All right, Matt. Take care.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial. Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
All right, Jay, take a break. That's a lot of fast talking there in the last 30 seconds.
Tell me how frosty my pajamas are.
No.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident, I-85 southbound underneath the South Perry Street overpass. The accident is off on the right side of the road, but watch out for emergency vehicle and personnel there as you pass by. That's going to be heading up to the merge. We've got another accident, Chantilly Parkway. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. That's right at I-85 down off the interstate. And a big slowdown on 85 northbound from Taylor Road to Chantilly. We are very congested on Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway. We're seeing a lot of traffic on the 31s as well. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Keep your pet safe and at home with Invisible Fence. They've got both indoor and outdoor systems. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured through no fault of your own, you need a local attorney on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Oh, it's going to do that, huh? Okay, I had a nice montage lined up of clips from Kirk Douglas movies.
Kirk Douglas.
That broke during the show yesterday, right?
Yes.
Right around this time?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Oh, no. You're going to be a good little girl. Because if you aren't, I'll put you in the hospital for a long, long time.
Jeez.
Don't be here when I come out.
There's nothing we can do anymore. Now go on home, all of you. The circus is over.
Get that look off your face. Who gave you the right to dig into me and turn me inside out and decide what I'm like?
Get those fine clothes dirty with the blood and sweat of dying miners. Then come here and lecture me about Christianity. Hypocrite! Hypocrite!
Let's have a drink and talk it over.
You're afraid, Yukabadi.
Never call a man that, no matter what, never do it. I might kill you for calling me a thing like that.
I'm Spartacus!
I'm Spartacus.
All men lose when they die. All men die, but a slave and a free man lose different things.
They both lose life.
Free man dies, he loses the pleasure of life. Slave loses pain. Death is the only freedom a slave knows.
Well said.
Do you remember Frank Gorshin?
Of course, Batman.
He was the Riddler on the Batman TV series and a great impressionist.
Yes.
And I know he did Kirk Douglas and Burt Lancaster, and I recall them being very, very funny. So I'm going to see if I can't find a clip of Frank Gorshin doing. We got Burt Lancaster. I want to hear Kirk Douglas.
That Jerry Lewis show, 67, that may be your guy right there. I don't know.
That looks like. Because he used to do it with his teeth.
Yeah.
It's funny stuff. We'll find something here. It's our silly segment. We're ready for a break.
Silly segment.
We'll keep it light. And by the way, please check in on the thread we have going. Today is the day I'm making a decision on whether or not we are going to have any candidates for any office on the show. And explaining the post, my inclination is to not. Because after... Actually, more than 10 years, actually going back to the AM days of this show. In 2005 and 6, I feel burned and burnt by the people that have been in the studio, some of whom we helped get elected. And I don't know if I want to go there. But besides, where are you going to get Dan Morris with his experience, Joey, who is, like I said, many times when he was sitting right next to me, he finished college and I didn't. And Jack Campbell, which is...
there you go.
There's got to be a good nickname for that combination of youth and experience.
Yeah, we'll come up with something.
I'm thinking soap operas, but those won't work. The Young and the Reckless. No, that wouldn't be good.
That's good thinking.
Maybe we'll have a contest for that. Hey, we'll be back in less than 2 minutes here.
Young and
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-294-294. 2922. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
That's why we must leave these methods where they belong, in the past. They are not who we are, and they are not American.
Yeah, what would you know about it?
Yeah.
What a dweeb. Mm-hmm. He's been kind of quiet, hasn't he? I mean, you would think, being the glorious and law-abiding model president,
yeah,
that he would be all over this politically to help out the Democratic Party.
He's biding his time.
It was right around this time yesterday we learned that Kirk Douglas had passed at 103, certainly an incredible life and legacy. And I thought of a guy, I remember as a kid watching him on TV, Frank Gorshin.
Batman.
I remember he was the Riddler on the original Batman, and I still think he was the best Riddler.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
But he did great impersonations of guys like Kirk Douglas and Burt Lancaster.
I didn't know that.
And I wanted to take a quick...
I only knew him from the Batman show. I didn't know he was impressionist.
There's a lot of stuff that I could go to, but I'm going to... I found an old Dean Martin celebrity roast here, and I think he does Lancaster, I'm not sure.
One week you might see Burt Lancaster playing Batman and Kirk Douglas playing Robin.
Ah, here we go. Let's do
it. It would go like this. Robin, old chum. Once again, it's time to come to the aid of Gotham City and rid its streets of crime and corruption. Correct?
Correct.
Correct. This time we have in our hands that slippery devil, Mr. Sweat.
Mr. Sweat? Holy perspiration. That him again? Hey, gosh, Batman, I wonder what he's up to this time.
No need to wonder, boy. Wonder so no wonder, wonder boy. I got the whole thing figured out. To the bat poles. I like going down the bat pole, Boy Wonder.
Yeah, me too, Cape Crusader. Oh, golly gee whiz. I forgot to tell you, when Alfred was cleaning up today, he accidentally spilled a bucket of glue on one of the bat poles.
No kidding, Robin. I wonder which one it was. Robin?
That was funny. I'm going to put that on Facebook.
Yeah, people need to see that. You got to see it.
He did things with his face that made the impersonations that much more effective.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
With the teeth and with the hand gestures as well.
The teeth especially.
Yeah.
You nailed it with that one.
Chi-Town.
Hey. How are you?
I'm going to make it till 6, I think.
There you go.
Yes.
Definitely. If I may, I just wanted to give my opinion on kind of all the stuff that's been talked about as far as Trump and Romney and, you know, Roby and all that. I think, unfortunately, we're all tough on ourselves if we do refer someone to something or we, you know, build up somebody and then they turn out wrong. You know, we have no idea of knowing how somebody is going to react once they get into that realm of Congress. Greed is such a horrible, tempting sin. And if we're not praying for our candidates to ask God to show mercy and not greed and to help give them wisdom and help them lead by example, which I truly feel Trump has been doing all along, and give them guts, you know, and endurance and stamina.
Courage.
you know, definitely, you know, Trump nailed it when he said he didn't need or have to do this. He did it because he loved our country, and he could. You know, he didn't have to worry about, well, okay, you know, if they don't like it, I'm not, you know, going to be in poverty. Mm-hmm. I've got the money. I'm, you know, self-made millionaire. Mm-hmm. But he also gives all the praise and glory to God, not to other people, not to, you know, everybody who is weak, mm-hmm. you know, and everybody knows this already. If we don't weed out the blood-sucking, you know, just
yep.
positive, you know, non-positive thoughts, you know, those in Congress, you know, we need more Trumps.
Amen.
You know, we really do.
The good news is that over 1,000 new people are positioning themselves to run for Congress. I think he's energized a whole different level of activism.
I hope so.
Because we have seen too many. Now, he's got some rock-solid support in Congress and in the Senate, but the pretenders have to be weeded out.
Thank you. It's simple. Say what you mean and mean what you say.
Amen.
I can't stand when a candidate gets up there and says, I promise that we're going to do this. I promise that we're going to do that and promise you everything. But those are empty promises because if
that's the reason why I've got the thread on Facebook today. And right now, most of my listeners that have checked in on that do not want candidates on the show.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Yeah, because they need to do their homework. Mm-hmm. You know, Greg, you are great at what you do. And you know I feel that way. But you are a person just like them. And they vote for who they vote for. You know, it's up to us, all of us, to do our homework. Yeah. It's up to all of us to find out not only what they're saying, but what they're putting their feet to.
Amen.
Amen.
You know.
You're right.
All right. I'm off my stool there.
That was good.
You feel free to applaud now.
Yay.
Thank you, Chi-Town.
Yeah, we can go ahead.
All right, you're welcome. Love you guys.
Love you, too.
One of our original Cosmo girls. All right, Sam's been trying to get on all day, and he keeps running into bad timing issues. So
that's our Sam.
We're changing the clock for you.
Greg, listen, it's always a pleasure and an honor. I'm going to say that. It's a dang honor.
Wow, I praise.
Let's talk about that. Greg is a man of great experience, and you have a fantastic show. And I do. I've told you before, I trust your instinct. But I'm just going to tell you, today, though, I thought about it earlier. Today was just a day that I felt very proud and a little bit of hope. Always, we were talking about justice, and will justice be done? And the speeches that the words I heard from the president and what you opened your show with and the speech earlier today, I felt really good today, and I just wanted to share that. It's just... I feel uplifted, and I hope for the best.
Good, I do too. I really think it's more than Trump being acquitted. There was a defeat, not just an acquittal, but a defeat of the deep state snakes that have been trying to take this man out of office since day one. They have met their match, and their day of reckoning is coming when he gets his second term.
Hey, listen. Oh, also, I don't think anyone's mentioned it yet, but. When I looked around that room, you know, the president, he thanked everyone that helped him. But that room, that was a powerful room. His team of attorneys, the people, the representatives that were there. God, it was, I took it all in. I don't take this stuff for granted because I know it's fleeting. But it was just, he's got a lot of help, and I wish him the best. And it's like I said, it's good for all of us. And maybe something, maybe a little bit of justice will come out of all this. And that's my 2 cents. And I enjoy your show so much I can't stand it. So thank you.
Thank you, man. Thank you for the call. Oh, my God. I just did something completely horrible.
What?
I thought I was posting that clip on my Facebook page, but it was on Goose's, and I would never. Oh, my God. I am mortified. I am humiliated. And
well, can't you delete it?
I just did.
Yeah,
should have never
okay.
gone there for the first place. She's probably wondering, what the heck is this?
Yeah, she'll never see it.
But it's the Frank Gorshin clip. I got too many things going in different directions here. It's 5:36. Clark's will clear the air in your home and keep the cost of cooling it and heating it down with a membership. This is a $159 value. You get two annual tune-ups. Think about what it cost the last time you pulled somebody out of the phone book or off a website and called them and quoted you a price just to come out and look at a problem. A lot more than $159. With that investment, you get two annual tune-ups to your system before each seasonal weather change. You get them out now, they can cover you for the rest of the cold weather season, be back a few weeks later to make sure you're tuned up and ready to take on the summer heat and not run up $500 electric bills like I did last summer, like a moron. I'm still shaking my head, SMH, over that one. And that was nothing more than laziness on my part. You know, keep like something miraculous is going to change. They came out and fixed it in less than 45 minutes. And I wasted hundreds of dollars in the meantime. So what I'm saying is they can do this for you. Take advantage of not only the best in the business when it comes to heating, air conditioning, and plumbing, but some of the nicest people that will ever provide a service inside or outside your home. 277-2125 is at clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are very busy on I-65 and 85 down through downtown Montgomery. We still have that accident in place on I-85 southbound right underneath the South Perry Street overpass. It's on the extreme right side of the road. Just use caution as you go by. We've got slowdowns on the southbound lane of 85 up to the Burge, the 85 lane out of downtown to about Ann Street. We're busy on 65 northbound Atlanta Highway. We got a slowdown at I-85 and Taylor Road all the way up to Chantilly. So please use caution. We are busy everywhere this afternoon. We will keep you updated on the ride home. If you're in a wreck wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal service is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured in a wreck that wasn't your fault, call the Vance Law Firm right now for a free consultation.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Tonight on USA Network, two new mysteries back-to-back. First, a new season of the mind-bending hit series, The Sinner, starring Matt Bomer and Bill Pullman.
His story, that's what he wants everybody to believe.
And then, Rosario Dawson hunts down her sister's killer in the sweltering new murder mystery, Briar Patch.
Tell me who did it. So help me God, I will burn this city to the ground.
Don't miss the premieres of The Sinner and Briar Patch, starting tonight at 9, 8 central on USA Network.
If you have kids or pets, sooner or later you'll need new carpet. And right now, the Home Depot has you covered. With an unbeatable selection of carpet that walks the walk, in-store, or even easier, online. Durable and low maintenance, pet-proof, life-proof, and right now, installed for free. It's a good time to be a doer, thanks to free carpet installation at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. $599 minimum purchase of $1 or more per square foot. Valid through May 6, U.S. only.
News is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they are consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to weedmanusa.com for a free quote.
From
Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Governor Ivey is recovering after undergoing surgery for a broken shoulder. The governor's office says the surgery was completed Thursday. Ivey's spokeswoman said the governor's surgery went well, and she looks forward to getting back to work. The governor broke her shoulder last week after being tripped by her dog, Missy. Montgomery police say 57-year-old Michael Bradley, a teacher at Floyd Middle School in Montgomery, is charged with sexual contact with a 12-year-old student. Authorities say it happened on January 23rd. MPS officials say Bradley had just been hired at Floyd Middle Magnet on January 6th. He has been placed on administrative leave. The Montgomery County Board of Education held a special called meeting today to discuss a millage tax rate increase. The board passed a resolution asking the county commission to call a public hearing about increasing the tax rate. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. What a big change we are experiencing as colder air funnels into the state. The risk of showers continues in the forecast even tonight. With the overnight low temperature down to about 38, it'll be breezy overnight. And tomorrow will be a breezy, much cooler day with a high temperature up to about 54, but we're dry on Friday. On Saturday, there could be an isolated shower somewhere in the area during the afternoon. The chances are relatively small, high 62, and low to mid-60s on Sunday with more sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Oscars of this weekend. I only have one rooting interest because I saw the movie and it was impressive. I never took a cinema arts class. I don't know anything about producing movies, but you don't have to be an expert to understand what an amazing movie 1917 is. I've seen a lot of war movies, and this one, it's one of the best I've ever seen. And I don't even know that much about World War One. One of the things you get, this doesn't make political statements. I mean, all I know about World War One is that Archduke Ferdinand was shot, and suddenly everybody was killing each other.
Yeah, family squabble. Mostly trench warfare.
They captured the horrible reality of that.
It's awful.
I mean, I don't know how they got the rats to do what they did. There's a scene with a plane crash that is absolutely breathtaking, and it's in one continuous take.
Wow.
I don't see how it came in, but Parasite from that seems to be the favorite. 1971 at the Golden Globe. Having seen that, I'm hoping that it does well. And let's hope that, I don't know if they're learning or not out in Hollywood, they just keep their effing mouths shut.
No, they can't.
Just run the Ricky Gervais thing, you know, before the ceremony. Come up and get your little trophy, thank your agent, and then go away.
Go away.
List of things that turn 35 years old.
This year ought to be good.
So all of this predates Joey, but the list is kind of surprising when you think 35 years. Back to the Future.
Wow.
New Coke, the greatest corporate disaster in business history. The We Are the World, Live Aid and Farm Aid, when the solution to all the world's issues was a massive rock concert.
Oh, yeah, always.
Yet somehow people are still going hungry in parts of the world. I've never trusted any of these giant money raisers when it comes to
distribution. People don't get the money.
Exactly.
Yeah. Crazy-ass dictators in third world countries get the money.
Mm-hmm.
WrestleMania 1.
WrestleMania.
So WrestleMania 1 actually predates Young Joey a couple of years. Pictionary, 35 years ago.
I remember when it came out.
The discovery of the Titanic wreckage.
Remember that, too.
That happened right after I read a book. Do you know who Clive Cussler is?
Of course I do. Great writer.
He wrote a book. Yeah, very good. Very entertaining.
Yes.
Wrote a book called Raise the Titanic, and he floated the, no pun intended, floated the idea of filling the hull of the Titanic
with air
through these giant balloons and raising it up to the surface.
Yeah.
They even made, I think they may have made a movie where they showed that moment where the Titanic for the first time in since 1912 comes rising back above the water.
Wow. I'd love to see that.
With big airbags coming out of it, but nonetheless. Mm-hmm. But when they found the wreck, they realized that couldn't happen because it was in two very separate pieces.
That's right. Broken half.
Do you think Starships, We Built This City is the worst song ever made?
Yes.
Really?
I don't like it.
I like it. I kind of like the harmonies in it. I never understood the hatred for that song.
I don't hate it. I just don't care for it.
Well, you're not alone. I mean, it always turns up on lists of the 10 worst songs ever made and all this stuff.
Yeah.
Probably people got tired of it because they played it so much.
True. It was slightly overexposed, no doubt about it. Like everything that becomes a hit is in radio. Guns N' Roses is 35. Has been around for 35
years.
Never
been a fan of them.
Me either. Super Mario Brothers is 35. Carmen Sandiego is 35. And guess what? Blockbuster Video would have been 35.
Oh,
but they
wow.
came and went.
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
I think I went out with her when I worked in Miami. I'm not sure.
Probably.
Probably did. You went out with everybody else.
Eddie... Don't believe everything you read in Boom Magazine, Terry. Eddie Bader of the Goodson Group.
I'm a Baderette.
Are you?
Yes, I like Bader.
Yes. And what makes Eddie so amazing is, and I say this with all due respect, he is the Yenta of local realtors, and the Yentas make matches. And Eddie is the consummate matchmaker. He is the... The eHarmony of realtors, you know? He finds out what you're looking for and then finds it for you.
It's important.
Or buyers, when you're looking to sell or rent, he finds somebody looking for what you have to sell. And he is relentless. He is tireless. He thrives. It's like food. Every listing he gets makes him hungrier to succeed and get the next one. And that's the kind of diligence. Usually when you have to put your house on the market, there's some urgency attached to that. You want somebody who's going to treat it with the urgency that you're feeling. And that's what you'll get from Eddie and the team of the Goodson Group. 322-0662. 322-0662. You're better with Bader and the Goodson Group.
Grammy-nominated Joe Bonamassa, hailed as one of the world's greatest guitar players. Rock titan Joe Bonamassa, live in concert on Thursday, February 13th at the MPAC. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. Joe Bonamassa. Don't miss your chance to experience the guitar event of the year.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Ilhan Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right. but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Looking for that perfect Valentine gift that says, I love you? Here it is. B.F. Goodrich Tires. Hi, I'm Jared at Tire City. This Valentine's weekend, you can save up to 50% when you buy four B.F. Goodrich passenger or light truck tires at Tire City. It's only 2 days, February 14th and 15th. Say I love you and save 50% on B.F. Goodrich Tires at one of Tire City's two locations.
Right tires, expert service, Tire City.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Joe Bonamassa is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 has your tickets. Tune into the morning show with Greg, Jay, and Rich all week long to win one pair of tickets per day to see Joe Bonamassa at the MPAC on February 13th.
Oh, I'll try to soothe you. I'll play the blues.
Tickets to Joe Bonamassa at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, February 13th, from News Talk 93.1.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Singing this song because of her situation, but I'm here to report the breaking news that...
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
She can now have soup.
Woohoo!
And when you've been getting a drip and a little ginger ale, maybe, that's it for a day and a half.
Soup is awesome.
Soup is, soup like, is...
That's a feast.
Heaven.
Before we wrap up, it is your turn to take the podium on Much Beloved and Glorious, not just to tell us what's happening on Clearing the Air Saturday at 6, but what's happening at Adams Motorsports.
Oh, a little bit of everything, Greg. We've got Kawasaki's really stepped up. Again, we had a really great demo ride last weekend, actually.
Yeah, Friday and Saturday.
Man, well, I had to keep going back to Sam's to buy more hot dogs and buns. I mean, I think we cooked 200 hot dogs.
Yay.
It was a lot of fun. Had a lot of... A lot of guys and women come out and ride the bike, sold a lot of stuff. But basically got to show people what Kawasaki's got this year, and Kawasaki's really stepped up. You know, they're giving $1,500 on the new KRX 1000, the super sport side-by-side, up to $1,000, actually up to $1,500 on certain bikes. Specific, now you have to come in, $1,000, up to $1,500 actually on the TRXs, $1,000 on the mules. They got everything going on right now. Polaris kind of doing the same thing. Suzuki, believe it or not, they're doing their spring into action sales event, 0% APR for 60 months, and you know, with approved credit, up to $1,500 customer cash. And they're giving $1,000 on boosts. This is current stuff, not non-currents. GSXRs, you get a Yoshimura carbon slip-on pipe, which is like $800 pipe, free. All kind of stuff going on right now.
I'm glad your event was successful. We did.
It was.
We did remind people Friday morning
Thank
and
you.
Afternoon that you had a very special event going on at Adams Motorsports.
Yeah, even with the bad weather. I mean, we
by
still
the way,
packed.
There's a lot of romance. There's a lot of couples that use your products and enjoy
yes.
a healthier relationship because
Absolutely.
of it.
Absolutely.
So stop by and see Terry and his team at 528 Northeastern Boulevard. That's the bypass at Ackley. You can get a credit up started at adamsmotorsports.com. Their manufacturers back up their product with money and buy down the credit standards so you can get the lowest rates on the best products at Adams Motorsports.
At Hackle.
Hackle. I want to make sure I pronounce that correctly. Yes. At 5:56, our final look at the roads.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Well, good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We are still very busy all over the city with mostly moderate traffic on all of our arteries headed outbound, except I-65 and 85. We have moderate to heavy traffic at times on 65 and 85 out of downtown Montgomery. A slowdown on 85 northbound from Taylor Road to Chantilly. We've got a lot of congestion East South Boulevard on the 31s. Use caution. Drive carefully. We have no accidents reported to us to pass along to you at this time. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Bring your tax refund to Reinhardt Used Car Super Center. You'll get a minimum of $1,000 trade-in on anything you bring for trade. Reinhardt Used Car Super Center. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Tonight on USA Network, two new mysteries back-to-back. First, a new season of the mind-bending hit series, The Sinner, starring Matt Bomer and Bill Pullman.
His story, that's what he wants everybody to believe.
And then, Rosario Dawson hunts down her sister's killer in the sweltering new murder mystery, Briar Patch.
Tell me who did it. So help me God, I will burn this city to the ground.
Don't miss the premieres of The Sinner and Briar Patch starting tonight at 9, 8 Central on USA Network.
If you have kids or pets, sooner or later you'll need new carpet. And right now, the Home Depot has you covered with an unbeatable selection of carpet that walks the walk, in-store, or even easier, online. Durable and low maintenance, pet-proof, life-proof, and right now, installed for free. It's a good time to be a doer, thanks to free carpet installation at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. $599 minimum purchase of a dollar or more per square foot. Valid through May 6, U.S. only.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's our show, but the joke's on you, because we got paid anyway.
I'm going home to live my creepy, pathetic life.
I'm going to have to ask you and